So, last week.
Move away.
Okay.
Can't stand in front of the screen where people can't see.
Okay. Last week we looked at why did Jesus come? Tonight we're looking at predictions about Jesus' coming. And interestingly enough, what we're looking at has to do with where the star came from that the Magi followed. And see, Magi is where we get the word magic. And this is because of a guy named Arthur C. Clarke, who said that any sufficiently advanced technology will be indistinguishable from magic. Actually, he didn't say it way back then, but he said it later. And that's what it actually was. They thought these people were magicians, and all they were was really good engineers. And they had figured out all the science and everything that nobody else had, so everybody thought they were magicians. Mm-hmm. Right? And we have carried this forward. When I used to be a tech support manager, people would say, "How did you do that?" And I'd say, "Magic." And because it basically, they learned that if I said it's magic, it's like, it'll take me half an hour to explain this to you. It's magic, okay? Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. Now, in Numbers, we have a story about a prophet that was called by one of the kingdoms when the Israelites were moving in. And the king told him, "I want you to curse the people of God." But he couldn't do it because God kept changing the words that he would say. And in the end, the final prophecy that he made included this. It's a guy named Balaam. And he said, he spoke this message. "The prophecy of Balaam, son of Beor, the prophecy of one whose eye sees clearly, the prophecy of one who hears the words of God, who has foreknowledge from the Most High."
Will you do me a favor and read it from there? Because my translation and yours is not matching again. So.
Okay.
I'm not sure what. I don't know if I picked the wrong version or.
Well,
what?
Okay.
You can just read it from the screen.
Okay. "The oracle of one who hears the sayings of God and has knowledge from the Most High, who sees a vision from the Almighty, who falls into a trance with his eyes uncovered. I see him, but not now. I perceive him, but not near. A star will come from Jacob, and a scepter will arise from Israel. He will smash the forehead of Moab and strike down all the Shethites. Edom will become a possession. Seir will become a possession of its enemies. But Israel will be triumphant. One who comes from Jacob will rule. He will destroy the city's survivors."
That's it.
Okay, so that's where it comes from. When they saw the thing saying a star, actually indicated that it was ruler that was to come. Now, the Babylonians learned all of this during the Babylonian captivity of the Israelites. They studied the scriptures of the Israelites and they learned what they had to say. The Magi, who were actually Persians, see, the Persians came in and defeated the Babylonians and took over everything. And they looked for a star to lead them to this ruler. And when they saw it, they took off after it. Now, the prophet was actually told about in Deuteronomy 18:15-19. "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your fellow Israelites. You must listen to him. For this is what you asked of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly, when you said, let us not hear the voice of the Lord our God, or see this great fire anymore, or we'll die. The Lord said to me, what they say is good. I'll raise up for them a prophet like you from among their fellow Israelites, and I'll put my words in his mouth. He will tell them everything I command him. I myself will call to account anyone who does not listen to my words that the prophet speaks in my name. And they were actually talking about Jesus. Now, the thing is, the whole nation of Israel was looking for this guy. They were always looking, and they would say, oh, is this guy the prophet? And when Jesus asked his disciples, who do people say I am? And they said, some people say you're a reincarnation of John the Baptist. Some say you're a reincarnation of one of the other prophets. And some say you are the prophet. Well, in fact, in a way, he was the prophet. But he was far more than that. And every prophet that came along, they'd go to him and they'd say, are you him? And if you read in the New Testament, in all of the Gospels, they kept going to Jesus and they kept saying, are you the one who has been predicted? Are you the prophet? And he never answered them. He'd just say, well, if I tell you, you won't believe me. So what's the use? But Jesus was him. So he was also the son of David. And in 2 Samuel, we see, now then, tell my servant David, this is what the Lord Almighty says. This was after David wanted to build a temple for God. But God said, no, you're a man of war. Your son will be a man of peace, and he'll build my temple. Tell my servant David, this is what the Lord Almighty says. I took you from the pasture, leading the flock, and appointed you ruler over my people of Israel. I've been with you wherever you've gone and cut off all your enemies from before you. Now I'll make your name great, like the names of the greatest men on earth. And I will provide a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them so that they can have a home of their own and no longer be disturbed. Wicked people will not oppress them anymore, as they did at the beginning. I've done ever since the time I appointed leaders over my people, Israel, I will also give you rest from all your enemies. And the Lord declares to you that the Lord himself will establish a house for you. When your days are over and you rest with your ancestors, I'll raise up your offspring to succeed you, your own flesh and blood, and I'll establish his kingdom. Now, this is why God said there will always be a king on the throne of Israel that is from the line of David. What happened was, when they went off to the captivity, that got stopped. But then Jesus came, gave his life, was resurrected, and now he's in heaven, and he's the king of Israel. Okay, and the son of David is the ruler of the world. David wanted to build a house, like we said. God said, no, you're a man of war. Your son will be a man of peace, so he can build it. And his son was named Solomon, which stands for man of peace. All kings must come from David's line, because God said the king of Israel will always be in David's line. And there will be no end to it. The only way there could be no end to it is if you got somebody like Jesus who would last forever. Jesus came from David's line. Both Luke and Matthew have genealogies of Jesus. One is the genealogy through Joseph, and one is the genealogy through Mary. Both of them were from the line of David, but they weren't related closely enough that actually caused a problem. And there were well-known predictions about Jesus. First was that he would be born of a virgin. This came out of Isaiah, where Isaiah said, the virgin will conceive and bear a child. And this was in the connection with being besieged by other nations, and God said, by the time this child has grown up and can tell right from wrong, all of these leaders that are besieging you will be wiped out. Said he'll be born in Bethlehem. Now, Bethlehem is humorous. Beth means the house of, and Lehem is bread. So this is the house of bread. The bread of life was born in house of bread. That's David's town, and Micah said that's where the Savior would be born. He would be the ultimate son of David and the final king. This comes from Daniel, who says that there will be kingdoms that'll come and go, but in the end, there will be one king that will never end, and that's Jesus. So what does this mean to us? Well, Jesus was predicted way before Israel ever existed. That was a group of people wandering in the desert when he got predicted. Mm-hmm. Jesus was sought for the entire life of the nation of Israel. They were looking for who the prophet was. But Jesus is a king like none that came before him or ever will come again, because he is the final king of the world. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you provide us with all this information and you help us to understand who Jesus is. And we thank you, Lord, that he came and died to save us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for being here, guys. Now, we come over.